Wedding by Viluta. It was a warm day and the sun was shining brilliantly over Princeton when Cameron, Chase, Foreman and Cuddy got up, got ready for work, and got their mail on the way out. They all looked rather astonished to find a fine marmor paper envelope among the usual bills and adverts. It was pure coincidence that they all arrived at the hospital at the same time. They looked at each other, each clutching their open envelope in one hand and wearing a rather horrified expression. "You got one too," Chase and Cameron said at the same time. "Yeah, what do you think of it?" echoed Cuddy and Foreman. There was an awkward pause, then Foreman offered. "A prank?" "You think so?" Cameron asked hopefully. Chase and Cuddy shook their heads. "The paper's way too expensive for a prank, even for him," Chase mused. "The nurses have been gossiping about it for a while, but I never took it seriously," Cuddy said pensively. "You think this is serious?" Foreman's eyebrows climbed up his forehead. Cameron looked teary-eyed. "It can't be." "Why not? They've been acting like a married couple for years," Chase said, not very helpful. "Yes, but..." Cameron's voice trailed off. "Well, I guess this means the end of your dreams," Foreman said, with a rather evil snigger. Cameron tried to glower, but she failed spectacularly. Cuddy was studying the contents of the envelope again. Then she suddenly turned on her heels and headed for the nurse's station. She exchanged a few words with the nurses, and then she returned. "They're already in. Let's go and shed some light on this." House and Wilson were sitting in House's office, waiting. House was sprawled in his favorite chair in the corner, while Wilson had settled himself into the chair behind House's desk. House yawned and looked at his watch. "When are they coming? I'm bored," he whined. "It was your idea to come in early," Wilson admonished, but then continued more kindly. "They should be in soon. They usually never arrive later than 8. A minute later, House cocked his head to one side and listened. "I think the firing squad has arrived," he said gleefully. Wilson swallowed hard and told himself to stay calm. There was nothing much that could happen to them, and they had to come out eventually. 4 people filed into the office. "Hello, folks. What a beautiful day, don't you think?" House said jovially. Instead of a greeting, Cuddy waved the envelope in his face. "What's this?"
A letter?"
House was wearing his "duh" expression. Wilson slowly got to his feet. "Is this some kind of prank?" Foreman directed his question at Wilson. Wilson unsuccessfully tried to suppress a smile as he shook his head. "No, I'm afraid it's for real." He stepped around the desk and closer to House. Chase grinned and Cameron goggled at them with an open mouth. "You're really planning to get married?" Cuddy asked incredulously.
"Yep,"
House supplied. "And we'd be very happy if you could all come," Wilson added. "How long have you been..." Foreman was too curious to keep his mouth shut.
About 1.5 years? Wilson frowned, trying to remember exactly when it had all started.
Chase burst into a "Wow!" And after a few seconds he added, "And we never suspected."
"Well, that's the point in keeping something quiet, isn't it?" House snarked, but not unkindly.
"I still can't believe it." Cuddy ran a hand over her face. Cameron still stared.
"Believe it," House said, and then he turned to Wilson, who was by that time standing right next to him, and attached his lips firmly to Wilson's. Wilson acted instinctively and responded with putting his arms around House's midsection and leaning into the kiss. There was a squeal and the sound of heels on carpet and then on linoleum, and Cameron was gone. House and Wilson pulled apart.
"Chase, you better go and check with her. We won't want her doing anything stupid. And besides, she's probably going to need a shoulder to cry on. Your moment," House instructed.
Chase shrugged and went to the door. Before he left, he turned around and said, "Congratulations, by the way. I'll definitely come to the wedding."
"Not gonna miss that," Foreman added, grinning, before he went into the conference room.
That left only Cuddy. "Put me on the guest list too," she said, and then she stared a little more. When House raised his eyebrows at her, and Wilson started to giggle, she shook herself out of the shock. "Well, I better get back to work. and no fooling around at work. With that, she too stalked off. The end.